It's 8:57, 76 degrees. For a quick check on commodity markets, we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And grain markets are a little bit higher again this morning. However, the corn has backed off from the overnight highs that saw December corn test last summer's high at 429.5. We're right now in the corn market, we're up a penny to unchanged, probably pushing corn prices a little bit on the defensive was a cancellation of a previous Milo sale to unknown destinations at 132,000 bushels. Now, keep in mind that China had lifted their tariff on incoming Milo from the United States, but they had bought quite a bit going into that situation and probably at higher prices than current prices in from the U.S. So that could be a swap-type deal. On the bean side of things, Brian, we're just 3.5, 4, 5 cents higher right now with the July beans at 10.42.5. That's up 3.25 with the Novembers at 10.52.75. That's up 4 cents. The meal market, which was stronger, overnight, has backed off some as well. Only seeing meal up $1.50 to just a fraction of a dollar. July meal at $3.82.30 is up $1.60. Bean oil's been stronger all week, really supported by higher palm oil prices for most of the week, with the bean oil in the July at $31.93. That's up 23 cents. Wheat continues to be underpinned by dry conditions in the U.S. Hard red Luna wheat areas, but also increasing dryness showing up in Russia. Keep in mind that Russia now is the largest exporter of wheat into the world market. July Chicago wheat at 5.40.75 is 9.75 higher, while July KC wheat at 5.60.5 is 8.75 higher. The wheat market has really been a very supportive factor on corn going into today's trade. Livestock markets showing the feeder cattle up a bit. Live cattle kind of a mixed bag with some bear spreading there, with the June live cattle 42 cents lower at 105.02. August at 102.65 is down 15 cents. We do have a cattle on feed report coming out on Friday. It comes out during the session at 11 o'clock in the morning. A little bit of an unusual time going into this three-day weekend. However, ideas are that placements will continue to lag a year ago. Could be a little bit more supportive than talk about a wall of cattle coming this summer. The hog market's down a little bit this morning with the June hogs at 73.82. That's down 77 cents. Outside markets are showing a little bit of weakness in the dollar for a change after really a skyrocketing dollar over the last several weeks' time. June dollar index at 93.72 is down 20. We're seeing the crude oil market down quite a bit. Keep in mind that crude has really been a strong leader on the energy complex over the last several months' time. The July, the nearby crude is at $70.65. That's down $1.19.